Let yourself feel it. That tension in your shoulders, the tightness in your chest. Maybe a quickening of your breath, a flutter in your stomach. These are all messages, whispers from your body telling you something's stirring within. Something needs attention. Today, we're diving into that space, that energetic field where conflict arises. Not to shy away from it, but to meet it with awareness and intention. To navigate these tricky waters with empathy and effective communication skills. Because let's be honest, conflict is inevitable. It's a natural part of human connection. But how we handle it, oh, that's where the magic happens. That's where we transform friction into fuel for growth, understanding, and even stronger bonds. Conflict often stems from miscommunication, misunderstandings, or differing needs and perspectives. We might feel defensive, unheard, or misunderstood. This can lead to a cascade of negative emotions. Anger, frustration, resentment. It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind, reacting impulsively instead of responding thoughtfully. But here's the key. Empathy acts as our guiding light. When we truly listen with an open heart and seek to understand another's perspective, even if it differs from our own, something shifts. The walls start to crumble, replaced by bridges of connection. Think about it. Have you ever felt heard and understood during a conflict? How did that make you feel? It probably brought a sense of calm, validation, and even compassion. That's the power of empathy. It allows us to see beyond our own viewpoint and step into another's shoes. It helps us to acknowledge their feelings, validate their experiences, and understand their motivations. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean showing genuine respect and seeking a deeper understanding. So how do we cultivate empathy and communicate effectively during conflict? Let's break it down into practical steps you can use right now. 1. Take a pause. Before reacting impulsively, take a deep breath. Feel the rise and fall of your chest, the expansion of your belly. This pause allows you to step back from the emotional heat of the moment and gather your thoughts. 2. Active listening. Truly listen to what the other person is saying. Pay attention not just to their words, but also to their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. Reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding. It sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this shows you are actively engaged and genuinely trying to understand their perspective. 3. Use I statements. When expressing your own feelings and needs, use I statements instead of blaming or accusing language. For example, say, I feel unheard when, instead of you never listened to me. This takes ownership of your emotions and reduces defensiveness. 4. Find common ground. Look for areas of agreement, shared values, or common goals. Remind yourselves that you are on the same team, working towards a solution together. Emphasize these points of connection to build bridges instead of walls. 5. Focus on solutions. Shift the conversation from blame to problem solving. Ask questions like, what could we do differently next time? Or how can we work together to find a solution that works for both of us? This collaborative approach fosters a sense of shared responsibility and encourages creative solutions. Now let's take a few moments to practice these skills through visualization. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in a situation where conflict arises. It could be a disagreement with a friend, a misunderstanding at work, or even a tense moment with a family member. Breathe deeply, feeling the energy within you. As you inhale, imagine drawing in feelings of calm, understanding, and compassion. On each exhale, release any tension, anger, or frustration. Now picture yourself using the tools we discussed. Taking a pause before reacting, actively listening to the other person's perspective, expressing your own feelings with I statements, finding common ground, and focusing on solutions. Feel the shift in energy as you navigate this situation with empathy and effective communication. Notice how the atmosphere becomes lighter, more open, and collaborative. You are capable of handling conflict with grace and wisdom. Remember that every disagreement is an opportunity for growth, learning, and deeper connection. Carry this awareness with you throughout your day. Let it be a guiding light as you interact with others, even in challenging moments. The next time you encounter a situation where emotions run high, remember the power of empathy and effective communication. Choose to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Listen with an open heart, speak with kindness, and work together to find solutions that benefit everyone involved. Because true connection thrives when we embrace conflict as a catalyst for growth and understanding. Now go out there and radiate your empathetic energy. The world needs more of it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.